Okay, tape is rolling. On the phone with me right now is Mary Lou Stewart. She is the president of Stewart's Green Line, and they have come out with a new catalog, at least it's relatively new, called the Environmental Directory. And she's on the phone with me right now. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
Oh, just great. I'm glad you phoned.
Well, you've got an interesting directory out here. I'm looking at it right now, and because this is radio, you might want to describe it to the listeners. What is the Environmental Directory?
Well, it's a pretty exciting directory here. It's all kinds of different types of products, technologies, services, manufacturers, and organizations. We actually have the largest organization list that I've been able to find of over 250 organizations, and it's an A to Z listing. And it starts with absorbents that clean up oil spills and goes to accountants and goes all the way through the alphabet. And we've got colleges and universities with environmental programs, and we've got recycled glass jars and bottles and all kinds of alternative energy devices. We've got solar things. We've got wonderful types of waste management, public speakers, stationery supplies, all different kinds of things. It's really quite broad and diverse. We even have shower curtains made of cotton and all different types of things. And the consumer can take this and read this, and they can go to their local retail store, all different types of them, and ask if they would put these types of things into their stores. So it's a great tool for people who really want to help clean up the environment. Myself, personally, I believe that 95% of our environmental problem today is consumerism. I believe that we're consuming things that are damaging the earth, which we all realize, and this book, The Environmental Directory, has thousands and thousands of alternatives for people in products and of course, technology. But there's a lot of other different types of things inside the directory, too, that are very interesting. We even have eco-travel. You could go and help save the gorilla's habitat and all different types of, eco-holidays all around the world. It's really pretty exciting in that direction also. And it gives you the good ideas of, you on a personal level, what you can actually do yourself on a day-to-day living.
And so what was sort of the guiding principle behind the guide? It was for someone that wants to do something for the environment and wants to be able to support organizations that do too.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great tool. There's just thousands of ways that they can change our system and the way that we can help put better consumerism items on the shelf. In your hardware store, in your grocery store, in your gift shop, everything. And so all you have to do is go and say, well, there are different alternatives, and here they are. And it's great for retailers themselves. They can actually take a great look at this and see what's available. And it's really very, very diverse.
What interested me is that it is not only, as you mentioned, a product listing, but it also lists organizations that do try to practice environmentally safe habits. For example, I think you've got some banks in here that are committed to a recycling program, so they're listed.
Yes, and there's also banks that help people who have environmental products that they want to, get out there in the mainstream, and so they will fund environmental projects and environmental products and technologies. And we have them that list all the way up to $5 million that you can, arrange with these different banks. So it's very, very diverse. Investment funds, mm-hmm. How to stop your junk mail. I mean, there's lawn and garden, types of organic gardening and lawn and garden furniture that's made out of recycled plastic. There's, recycled plastic fly swatters and dustpans and, a lot of really unique different things also.
Well, that idea about junk mail is actually a really good one because, when I see all of the mail that comes to our house and I think what a colossal waste that is, and I don't use any of the stuff. It goes right to, I used to go to the garbage can, but now I guess I make an effort at recycling.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
So I guess instead of recycling, we should be going to the source and saying we don't want this if
yes.
We don't want it.
There's all different types of cancellation programs for junk mail, especially in the United States, and we have lots of them here in Canada too. And we really feel that... that's got to be stopped.
Now, tell me how someone gets listed in the environmental directory.
Well, they can just phone in to Stewart's Green Line at 872-5498, and we'll list, or you can phone, you know, if you have a fax, you can send it on the fax, which is 872-0156, and you just have to list what you're doing for the environment, and then I'll review it and phone you back. And then you know, either get to go in or you don't.
And do you pay to be in it or not?
Not for listings, no. Yeah. Anybody can be listed. But, of course, if you want to buy an ad, then, of course, it costs money.
Now, I noticed that, I see what you're saying, because just looking at the guide, it's sort of like the Yellow Pages. You've got the standard listing, and then you have ads, too.
It's exactly like the Yellow Pages, except it's for the environment. And, you know, it's really kind of fun. When I was down in Los Angeles, I was speaking with Cheech Martin of Cheech and Chong, and he said, everybody should have one of these beside their phone. And I thought, God, you've got the best idea. That is exactly what we had in mind.
Now, how wide is your distribution? Because I noticed that you have a lot of Vancouver addresses, but you also have addresses from overseas and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We have addresses from all over North America and some places in Australia and England and so forth like that. We're also distributing it across North America. So it's, you know, right now it's gone to every single state in the United States and every single province in Canada at the moment.
Now, as far as you know, does anything like this, comparable to this, exist?
No, nothing at all. It's a very, very expensive project to put together. You know, I spent at least $75,000, or way more than that, on just phone calls. So you can see it's exorbitantly expensive to put something like this together. And then the research, and I've had, you know, environmental scientists working with me for months at times, and, you know, just the teamwork that's needed here. We need at least 15 people around the clock for it, just to put it together. So it took 9 months of a lot of intensive research and searching out different companies and traveling to different environmental shows in England and California and New York and networking with those companies to find more companies and, you know, talking with the organizations to find out what their new progress is and what that they've found is important in the environment. And it's leads after leads after phone calls after research. You know, we all worked about 12 hours a day, you know, for 9 months and 7 days a week. So it's a very difficult process to go through when you're doing an A to Z listing of all these different types of things that are planet-saving things. So it's and there's still more to come. We probably have about 2,000 things left in our what we call our garbage file on the computers, which we have to go through. We wanted to get the first step out. It's going to be twice annually, and we're really proud of what we've put together. It's there's nobody that has this type of complete array of products, technologies, and all the rest of it that's planet saving.
My guest right now is Mary Lou Stewart. She is the president of Stewart's Green Line, and her organization, which, as I said, she presides over, has put out the environmental directory, and it lists organizations that either offer environmentally sound products or at least practice environmentally sound things in their office, like recycling and so on. Now, getting back to how you determine if someone is worthy of being listed in a guide, as you mentioned, you've made a lot of phone calls, and a lot of your listings come from outside of the Lower Mainland. How do you ensure that your clients remain faithful to their claim? Is it sort of a trust relationship?
It's a trust relationship because we phone and verify these people now to find out whether they do what they say that they do, and basically, it's very difficult to say, you know, such as the recycled plastic fly swatters. Well, we know that they're 60% recycled plastic, so I don't think that there's really anybody in here who would not be doing what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? There's vegetable-based inks, investment funds, and things like that. There's nobody that's going to be, you know, not doing what they say that they're going to do. Otherwise, the people, when they phone, aren't going to be purchasing or buying or using their service. So basically, I'm providing a networking system for people to use and find these things out for themselves also. You know, a lot of people are asking about solar vehicles and electric vehicles. And when I started my catalog business a year ago, I had so many people phoning me to try and find out about what was available, that that's how that this was born and came about, was that I found myself doing all this research for all these people. And then I decided, well, I think I better put out a directory so that people can, you know, have this information at their fingertips so that they can find out things themselves.
Tell me then how someone can take a look at a copy and then eventually, if they're interested, purchase it. Where can one pick up a copy?
Ah, you can pick up a copy at the Green Line, which is at 189 East 28th, or you can phone in and we'll mail it to you. The phone number is 872-5498, and we really want this to get out into everybody's home as soon as possible so that we can start cleaning up this environment. That we've got a terrible, terrible problem with this, and we've really got to start cleaning it up immediately. There's no time to waste.
Now, obviously, you've had a lot of cost incurred putting it together, but the profits that come from the environmental directory, I notice also part of it goes back into environmental research and organizations.
Yes, it certainly does. Absolutely. 10% of it does. And I myself, I would imagine I'm not going to be taking a wage for at least 5 years. I put a lot of money into this, and I'm going to continue to do that until this becomes as thick as the phone book. And we find that the environmental groups that we're going to be donating to are going to be using it in great form of helping clean up the environment.